This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tigers veteran Anibal Sanchez comes off the DL to face the Royals, but the right-hander's night would not last very long.
There's a ground ball back up the middle off the backside of Sanchez, and he throws wildly down the line, and Witt will move to second base easily. Well, that's the kind of year it's been for Sanchez, who's upset with himself, but he's bent over, and here comes the trainer jogging out, as I think he got it off of his right leg, the way he is limping. You might remember he was just removed from the 10-day disabled list on Friday, where he missed 2 weeks with a left hamstring problem. Here's a swing and a drive by Jacoby Jones, and that ball is gone. Boy, right after the conversation with Dave Island, Vargas just threw an extremely fat pitch to Jacoby Jones, and he just jumped all over it and hammered it out to right field for his second home run this year. And the Tigers now have a 5-1 lead, where he had the command early. And there's a swing and a long drive, and that's going to be way gone. Home run by Mikey Matuk, and it's 7-1 Tigers. Yikes.
Victor Martinez on the DL. Cabrera suspended. There's a high fly ball. Hit well. Deep left center. Kane looking up, and that ball is out of here. That's a two-run homer by Hicks, his fifth of the year. And that Detroit lead gets bigger. It's now 9-1. And that strikeout wild pitch that allowed Matuk to reach comes back to bite Cahill. Pitch from Machado. Swing and a ball well hit to left. Back goes Gordon. Gordon looking up, and that's out of here. Even Gordon couldn't get to that one. Home run, Jacoby Jones. His second of the night. He's hit his second and third homers of the year tonight. And it's 12-2 in favor of the Tigers. Vargas faced 11 batters. And there's a drive to left field for John Hicks. And look at this. It's the sixth home run of the night for Detroit. And Hicks has two of them. What a game. Jacoby Jones came into the game with only one home run this year. He's hit two tonight. John Hicks came into the game with four home runs, and he has hit two. So the Tigers now have a 13-2 lead.
Tuesday's loss drops the Royals back below 500. They are 68-69 on the year. Here's the skipper, Ned Yost.
First inning, he was down in the zone, hitting his spots pretty well. Second inning, he was just, up in the zone and out over the plate.
He's obviously, you mentioned that the higher pitch count or innings total this year. Is there anything with him where you would consider kind of trying to limit his innings over the last few weeks of the season? I know there's
We've been trying to limit his innings all year long.
Okay. So no plan. I mean, obviously you need starters, and there's not any way around that, but there's no discussion.
I mean, we're not doing anything different. I mean, we've probably saved, we talked about it the other day, 10 to 20 innings, which could result in, at least two starts. We've been consciously trying to limit those innings all year long. We'll continue to do the same.
How does that change the game when Sanchez gets knocked out the first batter of the game? I mean, you guys have a game plan. Does it affect the offense at all?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, the guys had done their extensive study on Sanchez, and they all had their game plan when he gets knocked out after the first hitter. Then you just make adjustments. But we've got all the video on the bench and, all the numbers. So not really, no.
These blowouts over the last week, you guys are, I guess, a veteran group. Do they take any extra toll on the – I mean, they just count as one. Is that hard to remember sometimes?
Hard to remember what?
That this is just one loss. And there's
just a loss. I mean, guys, these games are a lot easier to forget than games where you lose late by one run. So, I mean, it just – we just got blown out. Go get them tomorrow. Really not much you can do about it. Guys know that our pitchers are out there, you know, competing, trying hard. They just, you know, they just got hit. Come back tomorrow and see what happens.
Jason Vargas continues to struggle in the second half. The left-hander allows 7 runs over 2 innings on Tuesday. He's lost 6 of his last 7 starts.
Pretty similar. You know, I just, I'm getting runners on base. I feel like I'm doing some things to, you know, put them in a position where they, you know, have a good idea of what might be coming. So, you know, hopefully we can alleviate that and, you know, I can work to just be more consistent with runners on base, you know, and just be more consistent in things that I'm doing and not be as predictable.
You feel like you might be tipping with runners on base or not?
No,
or
I think just doing some things, you know, in a predictable fashion, whether that be just mannerisms or just way that I'm going about setting up hitters and then leaving a pitch up in the strike zone. So, you know, it's really just about me being able to execute pitches out of the stretch and, you know, eliminate those chances from compounding over and over. And, you know, I feel like I'm just repeating myself from, you know, the previous outings, but that's really the big problem right now.
Obviously, there's no way around a larger pitching load after you're coming off of surgery, but do you feel any fatigue? I mean, you don't feel like that's playing any part in the last month or two?
No, I just feel, I mean, I think everybody in here is probably, you know, going through the same things that all baseball players do at the end of towards the end of the season. You know, it's part of why our season's so difficult. And yeah, I guess I have the excuse of having a surgery about a year and a half ago, but at the same time, you know, none of that really matters in the grand scheme of things, other than maybe to the people who have been around and who have, you know, seen the rehab or seen that I went through the rehab. So nobody else cares about that. You know, not the other team doesn't care about that. You know, bottom line is if I'm going to go out there, I got to do a better job of putting us in a position to win a game and not play catch up.
The Royals still have a chance to pick up the series win in Detroit on Wednesday. Jason Hamill will start the finale.